Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. If you want to hear more than just this highlight from the program, become a Coast Insider, and you can listen to the full episode, plus recent shows covering the mysterious death of Kurt Cobain, the possibility that government may soon reveal the truth about UFOs, and the power of witchcraft as told by an actual practicing witch. Start listening now by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
A lot of people are having some weird dreams these days, strange dreams. I mean, I'm getting lots of emails from people, more so than I have in a long time, that they just feel something strange. Are you picking up anything like that in your circles?
Yes, people feel very unsettled, like they're on the edge of something that's about to happen and they don't know what it is. Some of it, I think, is the ongoing effects that we've had for the past couple of years in this country, being very unsettled politically, a great deal of upheaval going on. Globally, we have economic uncertainty, a lot more political upheaval, and we all realize that we're tied to each other globally, and instability in one part of the world affects us as well. And it does create an overall underlying unease in a lot of people. We're not confident about the direction things are going in. Weather disasters are very upsetting to people because they are unpredictable. And so people feel vulnerable, and that affects moods, emotions, psychological states, and our dreaming.
It really does. And talking about dreaming, one of your books, of course, one of the first books, The Encyclopedia of Dreams, which has got you and I together in our first St. Louis episodes with those shows, and then we carried on into so many others. But let me go through some of the dreams and explain them to us, Rosemary, in terms of what they are, the different kinds of dreams that are there. First of all, we have what is called prophetic dreams. What are they?
These are dreams that literally peer into the future. And we do have the psychic ability to perceive coming events in the future. Some of them are major events, catastrophes, disasters. We're more likely to dream of big cataclysmic things than happy events. And some of them are precognitive dreams about our own lives, events that are coming up on the horizon, things that might be happening to us or people we're going to meet. That's because when we dream, consciousness is really not bounded by linear time. We're out there in another kind of reality landscape, and the dreaming mind can pick up on the forces that are in motion that are shaping up towards events.
Now, what creates the prophetic dream? Is it the brain itself, or is there something outside of the brain that somehow feeds into it?
I believe it's a function of consciousness. And, of course, consciousness isn't limited to the brain. The mechanisms of the brain enable us to think and perceive and create vision, have memories and things like that. But it seems to be a function of consciousness, which is non-local. And that's been very well demonstrated in science, especially in non-local healing and prayer, and certainly in dreams. The thing with prophetic and precognitive dreams is some people have a lot of them, some people have very few of them. Some of the dreams are very accurate with detail, and some only vaguely so. They hint at things, but they might miss crucial pieces of information like a date or a time, a place. And nobody really knows why we pick up on things like that. There seems to be something in consciousness that gets tuned to certain frequencies, and we have the ability to pick that up. Now, I think that by the time we pick things up precognitively, forces are already well on their way towards shaping an event rather than being just kind of a probability out there. Nonetheless, there are prophetic dreams that aren't very accurate, that don't seem to come to pass, and that may be because forces in motion shift. Our efforts to try and pinpoint this process, to define it, to manage it, have not been very successful.
All right. One of the kinds of dreams are called daydreams, where they occur during our waking hours, where our imagination is doing things. How would you categorize daydreams?
Well, daydreams do take place in a lightly altered state of consciousness. We're in a reverie or kind of distracted. We might even be in a light drowsy state, like if we've laid down to take a nap and we're just kind of dozing off. And most dreams, daydreams, however, take place during just lightly altered states of consciousness. And we say, well, we're out world gathering them, ruminating about something, and it's a creative faculty of the brain. When we get into altered states, it frees up consciousness from the bonds of waking life, the things that are occupying our attention all the time, which are usually concerns and worries and planning, you know, things like that. And it gets us into another mode of thinking. And then the imaginative faculty can really take over. This is when a lot of ideas come to people, creative inspirations. And the imagination is not the same as fantasy, and people often equate the two. That they say, oh, well, it's just your imagination, it doesn't mean anything, it's not concrete. But if we didn't have imagination, we wouldn't be able to create, we wouldn't be able to vision. And so daydreaming is actually a very good habit to have. A lot of geniuses, scientists, inventors credit some of their best ideas that come to them when they're in kind of a daydreamy state.
Lucid dreams, one of my favorite kinds of dreams, where you know in the dream that you're having the dream.
That's right, and everybody has these kinds of dreams throughout life. And again, some of us have them all the time. I know people who are very prolific lucid dreamers. They hardly dream any other way, and they might have multiple lucid dreams during the course of the night. And in a lucid dream, you usually realize suddenly, usually abruptly, that you feel awake and everything feels real to you and seems tangible, but you know you're dreaming. And not only that, you can, to at least some extent, direct your activities. You can direct the course of a dream. You can tell yourself you want to go someplace, that you want to fly, that you want to levitate or something like that. For many people, these periods of lucidity are very short, and sometimes they end almost as soon as you realize, people realize that they're lucid. And for others, they seem to be very prolonged. Scientists have studied lucid dreams now for decades, and many believe that this is an advanced faculty of dreaming that is tied into our unused brain potential, that it's related to perhaps states of creativity, high states of creativity where we could do better problem solving, and where we can even access better self-healing powers.
Nightmares. We all know those are evil dreams, aren't they?
Unpleasant. And any dream that's unpleasant is a nightmare. And for some people, they're really horrific. Everybody has them. They're usually expressions of anxiety, repressed emotions, and unresolved conflicts. For example, if someone is having a great deal of difficulty in their primary relationship and it's not resolving, they are likely to have recurring nightmares that express this lack of resolution. And these dreams are pointing to the need to heal ourselves in some aspects of life. It's very common in a nightmare to be pursued by an attacker with a weapon, by some horrible monster, or you're in your home and you know that something horrible or a horrible person is breaking in and might hurt you. These are very common.
All right, recurring dreams that just keep happening, almost like the Bill Murray movie, they just keep happening over and over again.
We do have different types of recurring dreams, and nightmares is one of them. For example, those unresolved situations that I just mentioned may lead to a cycle of recurring nightmares where the same thing happens over and over again. And again, I believe that our attention is being called to the need to address some very important imbalance in life. And quite often when the situation gets resolved, those repeating nightmares stop. Repeating nightmares can also be part of medical conditions like post-traumatic stress syndrome, and those do need to be addressed by medical professionals. We can have repeating dreams that are more common anxiety dreams, and these fall into classes like falling, being late for something, being unprepared for an exam, having your teeth fall out, being naked in public. These sorts of dreams also can repeat during periods of high stress.
So let me ask you about healing dreams. I think they're powerful and miraculous.
They are, and I have interviewed many people, and the medical literature also has numerous accounts of people who say that they were physically healed in their dream. And there are some astounding cases of people having tumors disappear or their cancers go into remission or some other condition being greatly helped, perhaps even eradicated by a healing dream. And in these dreams, there are some common characteristics. People may feel that some sort of spirit doctors are working on them. They may feel that they're visited by one of their favored religious figures or an angel or some high-level being who infuses them with healing energy, and that's usually in the form of light or something that they can feel. And in the dream, these dreams are often very vivid, and they wake up knowing that something is very, very different and that they have had a significant healing. Our consciousness is unbounded when we dream, and we can access so many of our natural abilities that don't often get much expression while we're going through daily life. We all have the capacity to be psychic to some degree. We all have healing abilities within us to varying degrees, and dreams can help bring that ability out.
And, of course, with these healing dreams, Rosemary, what is giving us the power to heal? Is it God? What is it?
For many people, it boils down to a faith. They have a deep spiritual faith that a higher power, whatever they believe in, is healing them. And scientists who have studied our emotional states when we're ill know that when people really believe that they can be healed or will be healed, they stand a much better chance of being healed than patients who become discouraged and depressed. Nonetheless, there are cases on record where people have practiced a deep faith and belief that they will be cured of something, and then they are not. And so then we have to ask ourselves, well, what happened here? Why didn't the healing occur? Was this something that the individual was destined to go through anyway? There are still many unanswered questions about it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.